and he couldn't remember that I was sitting directly next to him on his left. You know, it was, I'm a very easy person to overlook, I guess. So we went to Kevin and Brian's on for New Year's Eve. It was very fun. Big Fatty, unfortunately, he hadn't really eaten much that day, and then Kevin made him a really strong drink, so he was really drunk really early. He was just like, "Oh, it's got to be like 11:30 now. We should go into the other room and look." And it's like, "Fatty, it's 9:15."
Well, you know, he goes to bed at like 7 in the evening anyway.
He was he was just fucked up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He was just fucked up.
Over next to you, you're not prepared.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're
Big Fatty. You fucking Big Fatty. Coming up on today's Say It with Poodle.
A little show.
We're gonna talk about the Pratt 48 and all kinds of other stuff. Yes, but.
Hello, over servers.
Big Fatty, you've hit the juice a little early.
No, I swear I haven't. Y'all, I thought I was prepared, but I went, no, Big Fatty, you were not prepared. Y'all, this, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but this is episode 1932 of the BFO. All right. The 19th of June 2015.
Yes, Big Fatty, and I've already told him what's coming up on today's little show. Okay. But y'all,
before we get into today's little show, most of you that receive some sort of news probably heard that Charleston was in the news on Hump Day night. Y'all, it was just a real tragic thing that went on here. I can assure you, no one that Big Fatty knows or that you would know through Big Fatty was anywhere in any sort of danger.
Big Fatty, I'm sure there are some that are upset.
I hope nobody wishes Big Fatty was in danger. Y'all, there was just a crazy. There's no way to make sense of what's happened here. It was just a crazy person. The boy probably needed help of some type, and he was just a mean person. He went to a church. He was 21 years old, and he went to a church in downtown Charleston, a historically black church. And y'all went to, I think, if I remember correctly, he went to some sort of Bible study class. And then when the class was over, he shot 9 people in the church, and to include the preacher. And then he ran, and they caught him in North Carolina. Thursday midday sometime, and he is no longer on the loose. So that will bring a sense of relief to many people in town. But y'all, it's just a tragedy, and to try to make sense of it, you just can't make sense of it. So you feel for the people, and you try to move forward. And unfortunately, the Charleston will be in the spotlight for a few days, and unfortunately, something terrible will happen someplace else, and then all the satellite TV trucks will pack up, and off they'll go to the next. To the next tragedy. And y'all, it's unfortunate that that's the way that the world is nowadays. But thank you all who sent caring and concerned questions and twitties and everything, and I really appreciate it. But like I said, there was no imminent danger. Y'all, I stayed up Hump Day night trying to watch what was going on, and y'all, they couldn't come up with many details. And Yeah, I eventually went to sleep about 11:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I woke up on Thursday morning, and they said 9 people had been shot. And, you know, so lots developed in about six or seven hours while Big Fatty was sound asleep. So anyway, and kudos to the law enforcement folks and the community that's come together to help with folks that are grieving in all of this. And so there's that. And so I've commented on that. And but I don't want to bring the little show down, because y'all, this is Pride 48 weekend. And as I promised, you'll have a regular little show today, then of course later tonight, it's 7:45 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, y'all. That's the only time zone that matters. Will be the kickoff show, and then after that, it will be Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll be there too. And Poodle will be there as well, and Squeaky, and I don't know, Squeaky. I hope Squeaky Jumping Caller will be there, but we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see. But y'all, I can tell you this right now. I hope many of you within the sound of my voice will be in the chat room, because y'all, I can tell you this, Big Fatty is going to need you to have a buttload of Ask Big Fatty questions. And y'all, if you don't, then I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably have to do a little bit extra of this. Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty!
Kurt, can you put your doctor's hat on? Okay, so first I thought I had mosquito bites, and then someone said that they're chiggers. I have no idea what chiggers are, how you get them, where you get them, where I would have gotten these. They're so disgusting. My right ankle is starting to swell. I have to go to Ed Sheeran tonight. I'm going to get some Benadryl. I hope it doesn't make me sleepy. I have to drive. I'd be better off to be wired. Okay, so anyway, my right ankle is starting to swell. I can hardly bend my toes. Am I, like, going to be paralyzed from this? They're, like, so disgusting, gross. I seriously wish I could just, like, scrape all my skin off. I would probably have to start at my shins and go down pretty much on both legs. I probably have, like, 8 to 12 on one and, like, 10 to 15 on another, and it's really so disgusting, gross. So anyway, have you ever had them? Where did I get them? Okay, I went to Kentucky, and I have a feeling I got them in Kentucky. How long did they take to show up? Am I going to die? And I don't know what else to do. God, I wish I had, like, a mom, like, to come and tell me everything's going to be okay. But anyway, well, all right, I'm going to see Ed Sheeran tonight in Sioux Falls. So 400 miles round trip and the concert. All right. So please tell me what you know about these stupid things. And I'm so disgusted. It's just, like, gross. I can't even stand to look at my ankles. Yeah, so they're in my ankles. So where in the world did I get them? Do we have them in Aberdeen? Did I get them in my backyard? Did I get them in the dog's kennel? I'm just so disgusted.
Dear Gussie, Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you look very distinguished with your doctor's hat on. Well, thank you. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And you're lucky that the doctor is in. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be 5 cents. Miss Bacon, is there a possibility that you got into a bed of fire ants or perhaps fleas? Could it have been fleas? Because both of them will just eat you alive. The reason I say the fire ants is because that would cause the swelling and all. I don't think that mosquitoes and chiggers would necessarily do that, but fire ants would definitely make you swell up a little bit. And the Benadryl will make you sleepy.
Big Fatty, do you think she made it to that concert and back?
I have have every confidence that she made it to the concert and back. Yes, Big Freddy.
Fart, it's bacon. I just took a prednisone. So, like, let the little, you know, prednisone makes you feel, like, super wired. Bring it on. Yuck, I just went and drove through something that, like, stunk like diesel or something like that. It's that truck behind me. Anyway, so, okay, I'm getting ready to go to the Ed Sheeran concert. And by getting ready, I mean I just went to the store to get my prescriptions. And by prescriptions, I mean for my bite mark. So, anyway, I'm there, and there's this, like, blonde, well, fake blonde. It's not real blonde. But anyway, she's got this dyed blonde hair. She's wearing yoga pants and tank top. And I'm coming around the corner, and she starts backing up about 4 aisles in front of me. Not even paying, well, she was paying attention to me as she was about ready to plow me over. And when I moved out of her way and said, excuse me, followed by a nice word for a dog, I walked over to the pharmacy, and then I could hear somebody yelling, and I'm like, what? And there was 3 people in line. So I went over and I looked at the cards, and I was like being nosy, and I seen her and like maybe her mother. Anyway, this little girl, like probably 2.5, 3.5 years old, is just horribly upset and whining. And so anyway, she's like dragging this kid around and smacking this kid around. And I had to go get back in line before I took her out in the parking lot. I am along the belief that kids know not what they do. At that age, that child doesn't realize how unruly it's being. And I think it's adults' job to step it up and, you know, calm the child down, not scream and yell at the child. So anyway, that's just what I think. And of course, I raised 3 perfect angels who didn't behave like that. But anyway, okay, so I'm going to Ed Sheeran, and I have medicine to put on my itch marks. Like, seriously, I'm like driving home to go put this medicine on, and then I'm going to change my clothes and then head back out and grab some drinks for our trip. You know, drinks like vitamin water and ice water and a couple caffeine drinks, because I'll be driving home at 10:30 tonight. So anyway, I just burped.
Oh, well, y'all. Oh. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you, Big Freddy. I'm so glad that she did not have an accident after taking that Benadryl, but she's evidently taken. Miss Bacon, do not mix prescription drugs. And Big Freddy, I was surprised she wasn't taking Captain Morgan with her. You know, she likes the rum. It's true. But Miss Bacon, I hope that the pharmacist was able to recommend something to you. There at the Five and Dime, and anyway, and I hope that you enjoyed that concert with whatever his name was, Harry Shearer. I don't know. Yeah, Big Freddy, we don't know, but anyway, I hope it was lovely. Yes.
Big Freddy. It's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Spoken very clearly, you fat ass. Listen, I was just calling with I was at the beach, but I've had to leave because I hate the fucking coal mine update. So I don't know that there needs to be anything else said other than on my vacation, had to leave what I was doing with friends and family because of the shit-tastic coal mine. So anyway, that's all I got. You're fat. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all, that, of course, was old Vader. And Vader, thank you. So Big Freddy, it sounded an awful lot like that unidentified caller we had last week. It did. But anyway, that was old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. I know that you were fit to be tired by all of that. And I can't say that I blame you. But hopefully this upcoming weekend is going to be much better with the 10-year anniversary of the LFC, which will be 5 p.m. in the evening on Saturday on the Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy!
The
Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Vinny, you're a little quick on it all that time, yes?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, y'all, we have a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it's on Saturday the 20th, and y'all, it is none other than the number two fan of the BFO for 2015. Big way, this is lovely, and y'all, it is that Gary in Albuquerque. Big way, I'm still upset he's moved from Phoenix. Well, anyway, maybe he'll be moving back. But y'all, Gary is just the sweetest man you'll ever meet. And y'all, if you come to the Pride 48 in Las Vegas, you'll get to meet Gary. He is a very active participant at the Pride 48 weekend in Las Vegas. And y'all, he is the coordinator of the swag bags out there every year, and we really appreciate all he does with that. And y'all, he will also, when he can, help pick up people at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And so, y'all, if you see Gary on the FaceSpace or the Twitty or in the Pride 48 chat room this weekend, which I'm sure you will, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope that everybody in Gary's honor enjoys a big old piece of cake. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, not only is it Pride 48 weekend, but y'all, Sunday is Father's Day and the first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere and the first day of winter down in the Southern Hemisphere. Big Fatty, they started that on June 1st in the Southern Hemisphere. Well, you know, anyway. But y'all, so you know what that means. Sunday is the longest day of the year, and starting on Monday, the Vons and I can start celebrating, because y'all, the days will start getting shorter again. Big Betty, it can't come soon enough. It'll be here before you know it. So anyway, let's see, I had something else on my list over here I wanted to tell you about. Y'all, I was on the Twitty today, and Spot and Crazy has gotten a few more entries over there at the Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, evidently that Peter G sent one in that was just so vulgar. Big Fatty, I think it involved a cake. It did. I just can't imagine a vulgar cake. Big Fatty, coming from Peter G, I certainly can. Anyway, y'all, we'll check out some new entries on Spot and Big Fatty this later tonight. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend and that you're over here at Pride 48 all weekend long listening to your favorite little shows and listen to a new one this weekend. It never hurts to know Big Fatty, maybe even listen to the BFO. That'll be a new one for a lot of people. Well, probably so. anyway... y'all, don't forget, Sunday, Father's Day, Big Fatty will be happy to be your daddy. Big Fatty, I thought you were going to be the father, not the daddy. Well, some of them I'll be their daddy. Hi, Hendrick. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive. And, Daniel, if Big Fatty gets drunk tonight, what's going to happen?
He was just fucked up.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're always drunk on the Pride 48 little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.